Hello everyone, this is Lady Dragon speaking. This Tuesday, August 23rd, 2005. We're going to start today by the Intel conference. It's called the Intel Developer Forum. That's where all the developer or anybody has to do with anything has to do with Intel. That's the place to go. Because Intel is showing, it's like, the new direction for the entire year. Now, I'm going to start with what the CEO said, CEO of Intel, Paul Otelli, was explaining their new direction. Among the key thing that he said today is they're going to have a new microarchitecture in the second half of 2006 that will combine the strength of the current Intel NetBurst and the Pentium M, which stands for micro architecture, and they will have new feature that will allow to be like they always do every year, to be smaller, better, more efficient. But something too they want to do this with this newer architecture is they want to make it that you're going to save energy as well. They're really big on saving energy. That means a lot of money saved, because it's not so bad if you have one computer, but the more you have, the more energy it costs. And they're trying to make it, so what they call this, a new performance per watt that's going to be better. We have four news on this today. Have also Cisco that announced that it will collaborate with Intel to improve their wireless and security solution for businesses. They say also they're going to have some Intel is really want to go into the wireless where there's no phone line and stuff like that. So they announced detail on what they're planning to do. The conference is going to be there all week, so in San Francisco, so we're going to talk about this in the future, in the days to come. I have an interview here with Jonathan Hayes that you can read concerning the Xbox 360 faceplates. Like you can see, the way the Xbox 360 is built is the entire front of the Xbox can be removed. So it's gonna have different type of faceplate. Like when I was at E3 at a conference for Microsoft at the Shrine, they gave 5,000 collector item faceplate over there. So we got a taste of what it will be. Since they're explaining what their strategy and the idea behind the Xbox 360. RF Online is an online game from Codemasters that now US player will be able to play. We're going to cross both US and UK player that will be able to play together. RF stands for Rising Force. So RF Online stands for Rising Force. That's the game that's coming out online. Joe Wood, remember the games that I talked to you last week that they were showing at the Leipzig convention in Germany? Gothic 3, Spellforce 2, The Guild 2, and Panzer Elite Action. They said that created a lot of attraction for those titles, so they're quite pleased about their show over there. I have here a list. It was given to me by ELSPA. This list combined the top mobile game download for June 2005. It's called the official mobile game Java download chart. I'll give you the top 5 is Lemmings, Wallbreaker, Tetris, Papool, and Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. You have some games out today. Pack and Roll for the DS from Namco. You have another game from Namco is Museum, the Battle Collection for the PSP. We have Big Muta Trucker 2 from THQ is coming out for the Xbox, the PlayStation 2, and the PC. And Capcom is releasing Beatdown Fist of Vengeance for the PlayStation 2 and the Xbox. There's also a company called Satech. Satech is quite well known for their accessories, especially for the PC flight simulators accessories. They have put a keyboard called Eclipse a few months ago that I'm reviewing right now. It's for night people that work at night or place that is not very light. There's not really light. The one I have is black and blue, and this one they are putting now limited edition. This one is red and black. This is very interesting. So you can go check a picture of that. It's very cool. And in closing, I have two news from CDV. CDV is announcing that they will publish Combat Mission 3 Africa Corps. And they're planning to show it with, among other games, this weekend at the Penny Arcade Expo, which is called PAX 2005 in Bellevue, Washington, and starting August 26th through 28th. They're going to show 6 titles over there. So this concludes the news for today. Have a nice day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.